I don't need an excuse to go for a nature walk. I think you know that by now. I'm also not afraid of rain or snow or any other kind of inclement weather. I take everything as an experience. This past Monday, I got a call from a friend. She thought she had to coax me out into the rain to help her with something. It'll be fun, she said. I need some help with the City Nature Challenge. And she had me at fun. The goal of the challenge, an international phenomenon, is typically to get cities to compete with each other to compile lists of species sighted during one weekend. I knew she had had big plans, with volunteers and families pledging to go outside to take pictures of species of all kinds, birds, bugs, mammals, plants, whatever, to help Boston with the challenge. We had outlined specific species together, like the mound ants in Pembroke and the pitcher plants and sundews at Black Pond Bog in Norwell. That's where I came in. She needed my help finding some of them. When I stepped out of the car, the rain slapped me in the face. I laughed back at it. We walked into the trail area, her trailing a dozen feet behind me, taking pictures of dandelions and black birch trees. I found a hermit thrush and snapped a shot. We headed down the boardwalk toward the bog. I pointed out the pitcher plants, but the trail where the spatulate-leafed sundews would be was completely underwater. She had her muck boots on and strode right in. I focused on the sky and the trees. On the way back, we marveled at how the smooth bark of the American beech trees allowed for the water to run down them in sheets. We stood there in the rain, but really had stopped noticing it. Neither one of us need an excuse to go out for a nature walk, but it's a lot more fun when you have one. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.